What we're going to do is we're going to intercede. We're going to do some intercessory prayer tonight. But I thought, okay, let's really get down to what does it mean to intercede for somebody. The definition means to go before or behalf of someone. All right? If you look up the definition, that's what it says, to go before or go on behalf of someone. So when we intercede with someone in intercessory prayer, what we're doing, it means that we're going before God on their behalf. I don't know if you've ever done that before. If you're a parent, you should have. If not, you probably had a parent who has done that for you because you're here tonight, and that means that something has went, somebody somewhere has prayed for you. And so that's what we're talking about, going before God on behalf of people. And what we do when we go before Him on behalf of somebody, we ask Him to move, to protect, to provide, to deliver, or to act in that person's life or their situation. Now, sometimes we know specifics. You ever had somebody say, pray for me, and then you go and you pray very specifically for them? Guess what? That's intercessory prayer. You went on their behalf to the Lord. When we ask you on Sunday mornings to pray for somebody because they're sick, they're battling disease, or they've lost someone, and you call their name out, guess what? You have interceded on their behalf. Now, I know that's basic, but I want to make sure we all understand what we're talking about tonight, because we're going to have an opportunity to do that in just a little bit. But here, sometimes, you know, we call out a person's name. You ever had that moment in life when you're just riding down the road or you're doing something at your house and the Holy Spirit drops somebody's name in your spirit and you don't know why, but you're overwhelmed with the sense of praying for them, and so you just call their name out having no idea what kind of situation it may be? Can I tell you? We've got a God who's big enough, and He's just asking you to do your part on their behalf. Because sometimes we can't even, people don't even know what to pray for themselves. You ever notice that? You ever had a moment where you didn't know what to pray for yourself? Sometimes the Lord drops your name on somebody else's heart, and they begin to pray for you. They're interceding on your behalf. As Christians, we have an intercessor for us. According to Romans 8, listen to what verse 26 and 27 says. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He makes intercessions for the saints according to the will of God. Isn't that awesome tonight that you've got somebody interceding on your behalf if you're a Christian? And here's what's awesome. You're not dependent on the person beside you. Listen, I love the people in this room, but I've got somebody bigger than you interceding on my behalf already. Now, please, let me just clarify this. Pray for me every day. I need it. I do. I'm just telling you, I need it every day. So don't think that means I don't covet your prayers. I do. But here's the great thing. There's the Spirit interceding for me already. All you're doing is confirming. Isn't it awesome to know that when the Spirit is calling out your name, and then all of a sudden you've got friends and church family members who love you enough to call out your name, that God is just being bombarded with your name sometimes? That's what we're talking about. People praying on your behalf, because there are moments you don't even know what's coming when the Spirit is interceding on your behalf. Let me give you a story. A guy named Max wrote this story. He said, I, in fact, have hands-on experience of intercessory happening for me. Not because somebody else was praying for me, but because the Spirit commanded me to pray for myself. He said, I was laying brick and on a three-story apartment, and I was cutting bricks on the floor when I was commanded by the Spirit to drop to my knees and pray exactly what was told to me. Word for word, this is what I prayed. I'll never forget. Thank you, Father, for the angels you put about me to care for me in all my ways, to lift me up in their hands, lest I dash a foot upon a stone. What was amazing was at the time I wasn't an active Christian, I had no known knowledge at the time where this verse came from. I later learned it came from Psalms 91, but it was as if as I was pushed down to the ground and told, say this, and I did. A few hours later, I was standing on the edge of the top of the scaffold when someone shouted to me and warned me. When I spun around and looked up, a large stack of concrete blocks was tumbling over, coming right at me. I had nowhere to go. I was on the scaffold. The only place I could go was down, but literally, as they fell toward me, they parted in the middle and fell on either side, three stories plus the length of a steep driveway. He said, as I was working right on the edge, I heard the shout of warning from my colleague who actually had walked around the corner just in time and stepped on the plank of wood that the blocks were stacked on. It was slightly warped, so it twisted, and because the stack was obviously piled up too high, it tipped over. We both watched the stack split in half and fall on either side of me, and he actually said to me, "How did that happen? There's no way the law of physics would allow such." I looked at him and said, "That's God." What I'm telling you is that prayer, sometimes we don't even understand what we're praying when we're praying it, but God is interceding on our behalf, and the Spirit sometimes tells us to pray for ourselves. So if you ever have this overwhelming feeling that you should pray about something in your life right then, stop whatever you're doing and pray, because the Spirit is interceding for you. He's interceding for you. Now, thinking about us as Christians, we know we have somebody interceding on our behalf, but we have this same calling on us to be intercessors. I'm just going to point out a couple of scriptures for you, and then we're going to get to praying, if that's all right with you. But I just really feel like these are some important scripture. In Jeremiah 29:7, listen to what this says. And I've read this before, but man, in studying for this, this really jumped out for me. It says, "But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." Let me read that again. "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare." Can I tell you tonight, we are called to pray for our city. We're called to pray for our community. Because it says right here, now I know he was talking to the exiles, and that's what he said, "Pray for the city I've exiled you in." I hope you don't feel like you've been exiled to Graniteville. Because there is no place on earth like Graniteville, let me just tell you. Everybody who ever visits, I tell them, once it gets on you, you can't get it off. You just want to come back. There's something about Graniteville. So I hope you don't feel like wherever you are, North Augusta, Aiken, Clear, wherever it may be, I hope you don't feel like you've been exiled there. But here's what I can tell you. God has called you to pray for that place because that's where He's planted you. And He says that when it finds welfare, you'll find welfare. When it says when you find that things are good there, things will be good for you. But we've got to call and pray. We've got to pray for those around us, our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, our family members. Because when things are well with them, they can be well for us too. Let me give you another story of intercession for where you are. A gentleman named Hudson Taylor was the founder of the China Inland Mission. He did a great work for God. And he was journeying to China for the first time, and he tells this story. He said, I have had all sorts of experience and all sorts of circumstances, and when I've come to God and pleaded His own promises in His own Word, I've never been disappointed. I've been in circumstances of great difficulty and have been led to ask Him for remarkable help. One time I was nearly wrecked when I was going to China for the very first time. Our vessel was gradually drifting upon the coast of New Guinea. We were so close that we could see the savages on the shore. They had kindled fires because they were expecting a good supper. Now I want you to think about that for a moment. They could see the the natives dancing and lighting fires because they were ready for the ship to wreck. And he said, when I was a medical student, some other students used to jeer me because I was going to, among the heathen, and they would talk about me as a cold missionary. Well, it looked that night that somebody was going to have hot missionary. He said, the captain said, we can't do anything else but let down the longboat. They had tried to turn the head of the vessel around from the shore, but in vain. We had been going pushed that way for several weeks with never a breeze or any sign of one. In a few minutes, we would be among the coral reefs. We would be at the mercy of those savages, and they didn't look like they had much mercy. Well, I said, there's one thing we haven't done yet. Let the Christians on board pray about it. He said there was a steward there who was a sweet Christian man. The captain was a Christian man, and myself. And so I proposed that we should retire to our cabins and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ ask the Father and His Father for a breeze immediately. So they agreed. I went to my cabin and I told the Lord that I was just on my way to China, that He had sent me there, that I couldn't get there if I was shipwrecked and killed. And then I was going on to ask Him for a breeze, but I felt a certain confidence about it, so I couldn't even ask Him. So I got up from praying, and I went on deck. There was the second officer. He was the chief mate, and he was a very godless man. I went up to him and said, if I were you, I'd let down the mainsail. And he said, what do you want me to let down the mainsail for? I said, we've been praying for a breeze, and it's coming. And the sooner we're ready for it, the better. With an oath, he said he would rather see a breeze than hear about one. And as he was speaking, I looked up, and I noticed one of the sails was quivering from the coming breeze. And I said, don't you see that the corners of the royals are already shaking, my dear fellow? There's a good breeze coming, and we better be ready for it. Of course, the mate went to work, and soon the sailors were tramping all over the deck. Before the sails were even set, the wind was down upon us. The captain came up to see what was the matter, and he saw that our prayers had been answered, and we didn't forget to praise God for such a signal of deliverance from the perils to which we were exposed. In other words, he said, look, there was no breeze until somebody began to intercede on behalf of this ship. Until we went down and we began to call on the name of the Lord on behalf of these godless men that were on here. Now think about it. He only named three people that were Christians. Him, a steward, and the captain. What about the rest of the people on the ship? I don't know what they were doing. I don't know about you, but listen, if I saw the savages dancing, I'd have been praying whether I was a Christian or not. But I don't know about what. All I know is this, that three men went down. One man came back up and said, listen, there's a breeze coming. We better get ready. What happened? Prayer changed things. And that's what we need to understand tonight. When we intercede for somebody, prayer can change things. That's why we're called to intercede. Listen to this verse in 1 Timothy 2. It says, I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. That is good, and it pleases God, our Savior. See, we're commanded to intercede for those over us. Government officials, whatever your political beliefs, please pray. Please pray for our country, for those in charge of things. It doesn't take 2 minutes on the news for you to see the chaos that's going on. We need to pray for those in authority. We need to pray for our bosses. When's the last time you prayed for your boss? Don't answer that question. Just think about it. Kids, when's the last time you prayed for your parents? Those in authority over you. When's the last time you prayed for your teachers? Parents, when's the last time you prayed for your kid's teacher, their administrator? See, we've been called to do a work. Let me read you this one last scripture before we get to praying. Ezekiel 22:30 says this. So I sought for a man, among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. And listen to these sad words. But I found no one. You ever wonder if you got purpose? As a Christian, can I tell you, you've got purpose every day. To stand in the gap for somebody. To stand in the gap for our community, our nation, for your kids, for your spouse, for that coworker that drives you insane. We have been called to stand in the gap. Why? Because the world needs men and women who are willing to take a stand for what is right. Who's willing to go to God on their behalf and cry out for peace, cry out for protection, for deliverance, for healing. Oh, I pray that it wouldn't be said of us that God looked around to try to find a man or a woman who would stand in the gap. But He said, I looked in Graniteville, South Carolina at Christian Heritage Church and I found no one. Please don't let that be us. You see, sometimes interceding means we take time away from something else. That we sacrifice our time. It takes effort sometimes to get in a closet and pray. I've not seen the movie yet, War Room. But as you read about it, what you find is this lady who has a designated room. And she's willing to spend the time and put the effort in. And God answers her prayer. Can I tell you, if we'll put the time and effort in, God will respond to our prayers. He'll respond to our prayers. Tonight, we're going to stand in the gap. We're going to make an effort to pray, and we're going to intercede for our local schools. That's what we've come here to do tonight. Now, we're going to do this a little bit differently. This is going to be some participation needed. I hope you understand that, because here's what we're going to do. I'm going to call out every school in Aiken County. I spent time this afternoon making this little list, and it's been put at the entrances for you to take home. Right here we've got all the elementary schools listed. Then we've got the middle schools and the high schools. And I don't want to leave anybody out, so I've got a little category under here called Others. And I'm going to read out everything on this list, and this is how I would like to do this. And I didn't talk to Pastor Stephen, but I hope he's okay. He told me I could kind of do this, so I'm doing it. So I'm kind of leading the service for this, so this is how I wanted to do things. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call out a school. If you are a young man or a young lady, or you have a child or a grandchild that goes to this school, I'm going to ask you to come, and we're going to start over here, and we're going to just form a line. And we're going to have somebody standing in for every school in Aiken County. That's how I felt like we should do this, okay? So every student, listen, if I call your school, I want every student from that school to come up here. I want us to bombard heaven on behalf of your school. If I don't call your school specifically by name, don't be angry with me. I just went down the list of Aiken County public schools. But again, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, okay? So right over here, is anybody from Aiken Elementary? Anybody go to Aiken Elementary? Anybody? All right. Thank you, Ms. Vonnie. If you'll just start over there. All right, how about Belvedere Elementary? Anybody? Anybody? Somebody come stand in. Somebody stand in for Belvedere. Anybody? It doesn't mean you like them better than anything else. I just want to represent it. Thank you, sir. How about Busby Corbett? Busby Corbett Elementary. Anybody? Somebody come stand in for Busby Corbett. Thank you. How about Byrd Elementary? We got anybody from Byrd Elementary? Any kids from Byrd Elementary here tonight? Nobody? Yeah, grandkids? It doesn't matter to me. No Byrd Elementary students. Wow. All right. Will somebody come stand in for Byrd for me right here? All right, come on, Cindy. How about Chucker Creek? Anybody from Chucker Creek Elementary? Chucker Creek? Well, I got two. Miss Pat, I'm going to let Cindy stand in for Bird. Will you stand in for Chucker Creek? Thank you very much. How about Clearwater Elementary? Clearwater, anybody? All right. I need somebody to come stand in for me. It doesn't matter. Thank you very much. East Aiken School of the Arts. I didn't even know we had an East Aiken School of the Arts. I've learned some stuff today. East Aiken School of the Arts. Anybody? Who'll stand in for me? Thank you very much. All right, Gloverville Elementary. Anybody from Gloverville Elementary? Come on, Mr. Ben. That's perfect. Greendale Elementary. Greendale. All right, now if you hadn't noticed, I hope by the end of this, we're going to have most all of y'all standing up here. If y'all want to come on up forward, we're going to be stretched across the front. We're going to go down aisles. So I need somebody for Greendale. Who will stand in for Greendale for me? Anybody? It doesn't matter who. Thank you, Miss Nancy. All right, how about Hammond Hill? All right, thank you, sir. J.D. Lever. J.D. Lever, anybody? From J.D. Lever. All right. Don't make me keep begging for folks to stand up now. Great day. Jefferson Elementary. J.D. Lever right here. Jefferson Elementary. Come on. Isaiah, that's your school? That's what I'm talking about. We finally got a school with a youngin' in it. Woo! So this is Jefferson. How about Millbrook? Anybody from Millbrook Elementary? All right. Who wants to help me represent Millbrook? Anybody? Anybody don't? Thank you. Mossy Creek. All right. Got some students from Mossy Creek right here. That's what I'm talking about. How about North Aiken? North Aiken. Anybody from North Aiken? All right. Who will stand in for North Aiken for me? All right, how about North Augusta? North Augusta Elementary. Oh, not yet, all right. Thank you, Miss Kathy. All right, how about Oakwood Windsor? Oakwood, that's a long way out there. Somebody come stand in for Oakwood. Thank you, though. How about Red Cliff? Anybody from Red Cliff? All right, Ridge Spring Elementary. And this is actually elementary and middle school. So somebody come stand in for Ridge Spring Elementary and Middle School. Thank you, Terry. Or Miss Judy, that's perfect. And then Warrenville Elementary. All right. Terry, that's great. All right. You can just stay close, Terry. We're gonna need you here in just a second. How about Aiken Middle School? Anybody with Aiken? That's all the elementary schools that are in Aiken County. How about Aiken Middle? Anybody? See, I told you, Terry. Come on. That's perfect. Busby Corbett is actually middle and high school. No, that's actually middle and elementary school, so we got it covered. How about Jackson Middle? Jackson Middle School. Anybody? All right. Come on, Mr. John. Kennedy Middle School. Anybody? Oh, perfect. LBC. We got a couple LBC students, don't we? There you go. Come on down here. That's beautiful. That's what I'm talking about. How about Lavelle McCampbell? Anybody from Lavelle? I don't know anybody at Lavelle. All right. How about New Ellington Middle STEM Magnet School? Anybody? New Ellington. Can I have somebody come? Thank you very much. How about North Augusta Middle? How about Paul Knox? That'd be perfect. Come on. How about Ridge Spring Minetta Middle? Oh, we already got that one covered. No, we don't. Ridge Spring Minetta Middle and High are together, actually. So will somebody come stand in for Ridge Spring Minetta Middle and High School? No, she's coming for Paul Knox. How about Ridge Spring Minetta? Anybody will stand in for me? It doesn't matter who. Somebody stand in for me, please. Thank you, Mr. Charlie. There you go. All right, and then Schofield Middle School. Anybody from Schofield? Miss Debbie, will you come do that? All right. Now let's go to the high schools. Aiken High. Anybody from Aiken High that's here tonight? Somebody stand in for Aiken High School for me. Thank you. How about Midland Valley? We got any Midland Valley students here tonight? Come on. Got a few of them. All right. We got a few. Y'all come on down. That's awesome. How about North Augusta High School? Got any students from North Augusta? None from North Augusta. Somebody stand in for North Augusta for me. Thank you, sir. All right, how about Silver Bluff? Silver Bluff? Somebody stand in for Silver Bluff for me. I know this is a little different, but here's what I hope you understand. I'm calling these names out because it's a lot of schools. We're representing a lot of kids right now. There's a lot of folks that we're interceding on behalf of right here. All right. Did I get somebody for Silver Bluff? Anybody for Silver Bluff? Thank you, Ray. How about South Aiken? I know we got at least one over there. It can be multiple. I'm good with that. Listen, I'm good with that. How about Wagner Sally? Anybody from Wagner Sally? So, all right, I need somebody. Thank you. Now, I'm moving on to my others here. How about anybody who's in private or Christian schools in our county? I didn't know which all are not even in our county, but would you come represent? I know we've got several folks from different places. I wanted to make sure they were covered, our private and our Christian schools. How about any? That's next. So look, it's on my list, I promise. Look. Right there, homeschool. How about any homeschoolers? I got anybody who'll stand in for homeschoolers? Anybody who homeschools? Anybody? Somebody? Will somebody stand in? Oh, perfect, Kenneth. That's awesome. All right, how about Richmond or Columbia County schools? We got anybody who'll stand in for them? See, I couldn't leave that out because I knew we had some folks who work over there. How about this? Have I got anybody who'll stand in on behalf of our district and our state leadership? We need folks at the district office and our state office. We need them to have wisdom as they lead. How about this? Do I have any local college students? Anybody who will stand in for our local colleges? Anybody? I don't want to call any name. There you go. If you're in college and you are here, please come stand in our line here. How about this? And this should cover the rest of us. How about the rest of South Carolina or Georgia schools? How about all the rest of them? I couldn't call them all. So here's basically what I'm asking you to do now. If you're still sitting, I'm going to ask you to come up with me. Because here's what we're doing. We're interceding on behalf of some folks who are valuable tonight. We are going to prayer for those who are in school trying to learn and grow, who are going to be our future citizens, our future mayors, our future preachers and teachers, our future leadership of our country are in elementary school right now. So we need to pray on their behalf. We've got leaders in middle school and high school. We got kids who doesn't have mamas and daddies to go home to tonight, who are looking forward to school in the morning because they'll eat for the first time tomorrow morning at school since leaving school Friday. Let that sink in for a moment. But there's kids who are looking forward to a school breakfast because they hadn't eaten since school lunch on Friday. I hope you understand the weight that is on our shoulders as we intercede tonight. We're interceding. No, we don't know everybody by name. But God does. And His love for them is overwhelming. So it should overwhelm us. Here's what we're going to do. If you'll join hands, I'm going to just pray and you're representing hundreds and thousands of young men and young ladies. You're representing hundreds and hundreds of teachers, of administrators, of staff members at schools who are needing our prayers. So we're going to pray, and I'm going to call out all these names again, because I want God to be bombarded by their names. And this is what I'm asking you. If you were standing in for a specific school, call that name out, that school's name out. Pray for those students. Pray for those teachers. Pray for that administrative staff. Every person involved in what goes on there. Lord, we come to you tonight, and we know that you have called us to this moment. God, we lift all these schools up and ask for you to protect, to provide, God, to move on behalf of every person that's involved there. Lord, I pray for every kid that walks in the doors of these schools that are represented, that they would feel a safe haven, that they would feel loved and wanted, that they would feel safety in those walls. I pray for the teachers and the administrators and all the staff, that they would understand the importance of their job. Lord, I pray that you would do a work, that all those places, that you would let the doorways be a safe way, that when kids walk through those doorways, danger would have to stay out. God, I pray that you would keep danger out of our schools. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would work and move and give protection over all those schools. Lord, we pray for Aiken and Belvedere, for Busby, Corbett, and Bird. Lord, we call out Chucker Creek and Clearwater. We ask you to move at East Aiken School of the Arts, at Gloverville and Greendale, at Hammond Hill, J.D. Lever and Jefferson, and Millbrook and Mossy Creek. Lord, in North Aiken and North Augusta, Oakwood, Windsor, and Red Cliff, Ridge Spring, and Warrenville. Lord, I pray that you would move in Aiken Middle, Jackson and Kennedy and LBC. Lord, I pray for Lavelle, that you would move in New Ellington, North Augusta, and Paul Knox, Ridge Spring, and Schofield. Lord, at the Career Center, Aiken Hyde, Millen Valley, at North Augusta, Silver Bluff, and South Aiken and Wagner Sally. Lord, I pray for every private and Christian school that you would work and move in those students. Every homeschooler that's represented here, Lord, for all the schools in Richmond and Columbia County. Lord, we lift up our district leadership, our state leadership. Give them wisdom of what to do and how to do it. Lord, I pray for every local college student that you would move on their behalf, God, that you would help them to be drawn to you like never before. God, help them as they seek to find their way, that they would find themselves to you. Lord, we lift up every South Carolina school, every Georgia school. We ask, God, that across our nation, that you would work on behalf of all these schools, that you would let your presence be prevalent, that people would feel your presence in the hallways, that there would be a protection like never before. Lord, for those students who don't have anyone, that they would find a teacher who would love them and would care about them. For those who are lost, that they would find someone who would pour into them, get them back on the right track. Lord, I pray that every teacher and staff member would understand how important they are day in and day out. Lord, every cafeteria worker, where a kid comes by, I pray that they would offer a smile, a loving gesture, that it would change kids' lives. Lord, we ask that you would do your work in a mighty way, that you would help all these schools, those that maybe we didn't call out, God, that you would work and move in a mighty way. Lord, we believe that you are able to do great things. So, Lord, we lift all these places up. We ask for your protection from sickness. We ask for your protection from violence. We ask that your love would indwell in all these places. Lord, we love you and we thank you. God, help us to not just send up this one-time prayer, but I pray you would keep this fresh in our heart and our mind that we would intercede on behalf of all of our schools, all of our students, all of our teachers and administrators, that we would seek your face on their behalf, that we would intercede knowing that our prayers makes a difference. God, help us in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you. We praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord.